Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date's May 1st, 1958, and the title is Link Colby's Mine. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Link Colby's Mine. The hand of fate deals from a strange deck. Sometimes the players in the game of life never get the ace until it is too late. Such was the case of Link Colby. A rustler and petty thief, he had been sent to jail by the famed Cisco Kid. Immediately prior to his capture, fate dealt Link his ace and then laughingly turned him over to the law. Link held on to that ace, knowing that when his prison term was served, he would have an ace in the hole, one capable of giving him wealth beyond his wildest dreams. As our story opens, two sinister men seem concerned that Link has been released.
Ray! Ray Blackwell, where are you?
Over here, Dale. This way.
Where? Oh, yeah. Well, get over there. Whoa, now. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Get down off that cayuse and pull up behind these rocks.
Sure thing, Ray. Come on, you...
I've been watching that posse burn a hole in the wind behind you. Get your Winchester and get over here.
Yeah, got it, Ray.
Hurry, Dale.
Think they saw me cut in here?
We'll know soon enough. We'll know whether we're going to have to use these Winchesters or not.
Yeah, here they come. And I got a beat on that tin star the marshal's wearing.
And there they go. Just like old times. Howdy, Dale. What are they after you for?
Howdy, Ray. Well, I reckon they're after me for the same old thing. Swinging a wide loop on somebody else's range.
Cattle rustling, huh? Ain't you never gonna learn? That's why they sent Link Colby to the calaboose.
Why, ain't you heard, Ray? He got out. Link done his time and he's free.
Yeah, I heard. Why do you think I'm here, Dale?
You figure he'll cut us in on that gold mine?
I figure we can make sure he does. Put up your rifle and let's get out of here.
As soon as I slip this Winchester into the gun boot, I'm with you. Get up.
Go on. Get.
Supposing Link reasons he don't have to share that mine since he's the one that found it. I'm worried
Your
that he'll...
Your first worry is to get away from here before that posse comes back. Mm. As for Link, we three were partners when he found the mine. Mm. He'll share with us or he'll never live to enjoy that gold. Depend on it. Get up.
Hey there. Come on. Get up.
Pancho, say it again, Cisco. Pancho, glad to be back with you, Cisco, and I still know Maceo.
Well, I'm glad too, Pancho. Do you feel completely well again?
See, chicken spox and the bumps and the measles are all gone.
Yeah, bueno, bueno.
Pancho feels fine now.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Cisco, a river up ahead. We stop in Water Logo and Diablo?
Si, Pancho. Oh, Diablo.
Slow down.
The town of Grand Junction is not much farther ahead.
Pancho be glad when we get there.
Better loosen the cincho and take the bit from Loco's mouth before you let him drink.
Hey, Pancho, the same for Loco like you do for Diablo.
Easy, Diablo.
No, Loco. You better drink. Come on now. It's better for you.
Yeah, we can refill the canteens, Pancho.
Hey, why do you think that bandido Link Colby want to see us, Cisco?
When we see Colby, he will tell us.
Pancho not trust that maverick.
Well, he served his time in prison. He has the right to another chance, Pancho. Give him that chance without condemning him.
Yeah, he's the kind of hyena would not change his stripes. You drink, Cisco, huh?
No, you go ahead. My canteen is almost full.
Good and cold.
You know, I have a hunch whatever Colby wants has to do with the gold nuggets he found just before I captured him.
Pancho thinks so, too.
Santos! Whatever. Ho, loco, ho, na, ho, ho!
Mother mia, where the coyote was shoot that bullet in your canteen, Cisco?
Right over here. Huh? Keep your hands away from your guns. You're covered with crossfire.
Do as the hombre says, Pancho.
All right, get your hands up. Keep them wide. And mind what I say.
All right, hombre.
I wasn't fooling about that crossfire. There's a carbine sighted at the back of your head. Try for a fast draw, you'll be dead. I drop that canteen.
As you say, hombre. Wall-eyed maverick!
Hey, we're covered by crossfire, Cisco. That'll call you put a bullet in Pancho's canteen.
You ought to let him kill you. Now unbuckle that gun belt. Careful. That's better. You too, fat one.
Fat one? See, Pancho do it.
All right, come on out, Ray.
I still got them both covered. Don't worry about a thing. You sure he's the Cisco Kid, Dale?
You heard what the fat one called him, same as I did.
For now, you have the edge, hombres. I do not know you, but I will the next time we meet.
Yeah, take a good look, Cisco. Remember what you see.
Yeah, you don't live up to your reputation. We've been watching you since you rode up. You ain't so much.
What does Link Colby want with you?
If you were here all the time, you heard me tell Pancho I do not know.
And you don't know where the gold mine is either, huh?
If he did, he'd have taken it for himself as soon as he sent Link to the Hooskow.
What do you two bandidos want?
Nothing yet. We're on our way to see Link, too. We'll take care of your guns and see no harm comes to you till you talk to him.
You know, if you hadn't mentioned Link's name, I would have gunned you down while you was drinking. Since he wants to see you, you're safe. That is, unless you provoke me.
Pancho and I will go along quietly, hombre, until we see Link Colby. Then be able to back up your words. I mean to make you eat them.
Why come to me, Link Colby?
Three reasons. You all is leveled with anybody who ever came to your cafe.
Yeah?
Nobody else I know would consider grubstaking an hombre who just got out of the calaboose.
And the third reason?
You're a mighty handsome woman, Ruby. I like you.
I'll save that last reason for some other gal. One who'll certainly believe it after you found that mine.
Then you agree to grubstake me. Good. I'll pay you back with interest. 10%.
Fair enough. Seeing as how you already know the location of your strike.
Not exactly, but I will know it after I talk to the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid? What's he got to do with it?
It was due to him I found them gold nuggets, Ruby.
He's a badge to put you behind bars, ain't he?
That's right. While trying to escape him, I crawled into the cave.
Uh-huh, yeah. I bet you don't know where that cave is. You're hoping to work the location out of Cisco, huh?
I didn't say that.
you didn't have to say it.
What happened? Why'd your professor stop pounding them ivories? Why is everybody so quiet?
Look behind you.
Why, here's Cisco, with Dale Slocum and Ray Blackwell.
Howdy, Link. This is far enough for you, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
You act mighty brave, because we not got our guns, you coyote, Joe.
Shut up, fat one.
You give Pancho, they're gonna Pancho show you who the fat one's, your maverick, Dale Slocum.
Hey, look, if you boys are itching for a gunfight, take it outside. I don't want my cafe wrecked.
Senorita Ruby Langtree. This is a long way from Amarillo.
I don't live in Amarillo no more, Cisco. I own this cafe.
So much the worse for this town of Grand Junction.
Shut your yap.
I told you, Blackwell, Pancho and I would go with you and Slocum until we met Link Colby.
So we met him. So we still got the guns, you ain't. What are you gonna do?
Just this moment?
Look out, she's going to shoot!
Missed me, Coyote. Just try to use that gun again. Dale Slocum!
Out of the way, Dale. Let me get a shot at Cisco.
Come here, Maverick.
Put me down! Put me down!
See, right on top of your butt!
Muy bueno, Cisco. You throw that Maverick Slocum on the top of that Coyote Black Belt, and they both fall down.
Yeah, but I ain't finished yet, Cisco.
Look out, Cisco. Gonna smash that metal tray over your head.
I'll show you.
Try again, Coyote.
He missed you hit the table, Cisco.
I'll bash your head in.
No, Blackwell. I would do the bashing. I should pound you to a pulp.
Yeah, the way, Cisco. You hit him into the bar and knock him out. Look out behind you, the other Maverick.
You long-nosed vinegar root.
You want more fights, Slocum? You will get it.
Santa Maria, did you throw him over the counter into the mirror?
Oh. My cafe. Look what you've done to my cafe.
When I am finished, I'll pay for the damages, senorita. Oh. Up on your feet, Slocum. And over the counter.
No more fight. I had enough.
Pancho, pick up his gun from the floor.
Yes, Cisco.
Now give it to him. While I get his partner's gun.
You ready, Cisco?
As soon as I tuck this gun into my waist belt.
I don't want no gun.
Put it into his holster, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. There, you got your gun now, you... Old cut day, Slocum.
You started this fight back at the river when Pancho and I stopped for water, Slocum.
I didn't mean nothing, Cisco. It was all a mistake.
Your mistake, Maverick. Draw. Draw, you yellow-livered skunk.
No, no. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna draw on you, Cisco.
I told you you would eat your words or back them up. Now draw that six-gun, Slocum.
No, I ain't gonna do it.
I pegged you as a yellow dog from the start. From now on, cross the street when you see either Pancho or me. Savvy?
Yeah, I savvy.
Come on, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
How do you like that? Cool as a cucumber. Cisco turned his back on him and walked out of here.
You better tend to Dale Slocum, Linky. Looks like he's fit to bust.
Come on, Dale. Help me bring Ray back to consciousness. Forget about Cisco.
I'll kill him. I'll kill him, I say. I don't know how or where, but I will. I'll find a way. I swear I'll kill him. I'll kill him. I'll kill him!
And in the frenzy of his fury, Dale Slocum may find a way to murder Cisco. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like Butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, Butternut Wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like Butternut White, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut Wheat Bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Link Colby's Mind. News of Link Colby's release from prison sets his old partners Ray Blackwell and Dale Slocum after him. They know Ray discovered a gold mine just before he was captured by Cisco. Cisco and Pancho, on their way to Grand Junction to meet Link, are surprised by Ray and Dale and are disarmed. Together they proceed to meet Link at Ruby Langtry's cafe in Grand Junction. Here, Sisko has a showdown with Ray, knocking him out, and with Dale, whom he insults and proves yellow. After Sisko leaves, Dale hysterically swears he will kill Sisko.
Oh. Reckon my cafe this way? Who does he think he is, that Sisko kid?
He's one mighty tough hombre when he's riled, Ruby.
Bring those two ex-partners of yours into my office, Link.
This way, Dale. You too, Ray.
All right.
You two ex-partners are sure a couple of sorry-looking strays.
Ray, you and Dale got what you deserved from Sisko. You should have known better than to tangle with him.
I meant what I said. I'm going to get him.
And I'm going to help you. We'll figure a way to dry gulch him.
Oh, don't you hombres know when you're whipped? Saddle up and head back where you come from.
Yeah? And leave you to hug that mine for yourself? You'd like that, wouldn't you, Link?
I found them nuggets and got caught because I did. I spent the time behind bars, not you. If you think I'm going to let you cut in on my mine, you're loco.
We were partners at the time. If we'd have found it, you'd have gotten your share, wouldn't he, Dale?
I don't care about nothing but killing Sisko.
Now you listen to me, young lunkheads. You talk like a trio of idiots. There ain't a brain to share among the three of us.
Who asked you to dally him?
I asked myself. And this Derringer says that I've got the floor.
Oh, I...
Any arguments?
No. Go ahead. And release the hammer of that gun. It's liable to go off.
All right. Oh, that's better. Now, instead of ranting and raving at each other, let's get organized. First, you two had better know it now. Link doesn't know where that mine is.
What?
You're lying.
What'd you have to tell him for?
Get this straight, Dale. Keep a civil tongue, or Sisko won't have to kill you when you try to get him. I'll do it here and now.
Yeah, she's got to be truthing, Dale. You heard what Link just said.
There's nothing to do but tell him, Link. Whether you like it or not, the four of us are partners. We have to be if we're to find that mine.
Suits me, Ruby. I'll go along with you.
Can you control your trigger-happy friend? Dale Slocum guns down the Sisko kid. We'll never find the mine.
Is that why you asked Sisko to come and see you, Link?
Yeah. He's the only one can locate it. I figured to trick him into telling me the exact spot where he captured me.
The day you could outsmart the Sisko kid hasn't dawned and never will.
You think you can get Sisko to tell you?
No, I don't. With any other man, I'd find out, but not with Sisko.
You got some plan in mind?
That's right, I have. Now, you three take Pancho prisoner. Take him up to the Gunnison Mountains.
What'll you be doing?
Making a deal with Sisko. He'll do anything to save Pancho's life.
Pancho's life for the location of the mine, huh? It'll work. Count me in.
Me too.
What about you, Dale?
What about yourself? Once you learn from Sisko where that mine is, you'll never come tell us.
What makes you think Sisko'll tell me, you mushhead? He'll only agree to lead us to the location if Pancho's with him.
Well, all right, I'm in. But soon as Sisko leads us to that mine, I mean to have my vengeance. I mean to see him a corpse dead and buried.
That blasted horse of Pancho.
Shut up and stay down, Link.
Yeah, you'd better do the same, Ray.
What's the matter, Logo? What's the matter?
Is he coming, Dale?
Yeah.
Shh.
Not to be lonesome, Logo. It's a lot better than if you're back in Hermosillo where Pancho was. Sisko and Diablo will be back from the town a little bit, and then we start back to Arizona.
Now, boys, get him!
What'd you do here, Linkobe?
Here's your answer, you fat baboon!
Pancho showed you coyote
Joe! That gun barrel pin over your skull!
Good enough. We'll tie him and take him up into the Gunnison's. Get that rope, Dale.
Yeah, I'll get it, and I'll use it. Someday, maybe I'll use it to strangle the Sisko kid.
I'm sorry it has to be this way, Sisko, but we want that gold.
So your partners now have Pancho prisoner, eh?
Ride back to your camp and check for yourself if you don't believe me.
I take your word for it, Senorita Ruby. You would not be telling me this unless you were sure.
Then you'll lead us to the mine?
Why not? As long as Pancho is unharmed, I have no objections.
I'll have to ask you to give up your guns. The others think you won't go through with it when you're sure Pancho is safe.
You listen to me, Senorita. Do you think I'm out of my head to give up my guns when I know Dale Slocum has sworn to kill me? But nothing. You not know that if I want to pick up Pancho's trail and follow those three bandidos, I can do it?
Well, what I...
You have a lot to learn, Senorita. I am going to give you some advice, but I do not think you are wise enough to take it. Forget about that gold and that gold mine. Will not bring you happiness.
I didn't ask you for a sermon.
Very well. I want you to know something else. You and your cutthroat compañeros did not have to take Pancho to get me to lead you to the mine. If Link Colby had asked me, I would have done it.
You mean that...
That is right. Colby has paid his debt to society. The gold is his. I want no part of it.
Then will you lead us to that mine, Cisco?
The hand of fate let Colby accidentally discover that mine when I chased him into the cave. Perhaps the hand of fate also saved his life when he was captured and sent to jail.
No harm will come to any of us. We can take care of ourselves.
Perhaps, and then again, perhaps not. I hope your greed will not destroy you.
I don't like it. I don't like it a blasted bit. Ruby riding back there with Pancho and the Cisco kid. I don't like it, Dale.
Yeah, she said she'd get his guns. I tell you, they figured to double-cross us, Ray. Let's try to get Cisco now.
Wait, Dale, till after we know where the gold is. Then we'll show them how to work a double-cross. We'll plant one of them crosses over Cisco's grave.
Shh. Hey, Link's dropping back.
What are you two so gabby about? Plotting to slit each other's throat?
Nah, yours and Cisco's. Why's that gal John so much with him?
I've been noticing it, too. I ain't happy about it.
You know this country, Link?
Well, it's familiar, but I ain't sure where the cave is.
And we still need Cisco.
I've been thinking, once we find that cave, we won't need Cisco, Pancho, nor Ruby.
Yeah. You want to help us? To get the gal and Pancho and Cisco, all three, huh?
Sure. Cisco sent me to the Calaboose, didn't he? As for the gal, I don't trust her no more. She's too friendly with Cisco. So, a three-way split is better than four.
Yeah. Agreed. Us three are still partners.
Better take the lead, Colby. The path is not up ahead.
You bet, Cisco. See you later, partners. Yep.
How do you like the gall of that buzzard, Link?
I like it fine, Dale, fine. Only we're going to make it a two-way split instead of three. Yeah. Yeah.
This is it, hombres. As far as I can take you. If you'll remember, Link Colby, I had to go around the other side of this hill to capture you when you went into the cave and came out the other entrance.
That's right, Cisco, because Pancho stand guard. But Pancho not remember what one of these caves is me.
Do you remember, Link? Of
course I do, Ray. Was that cave over there?
Pancho gotta take a look. Pancho never see a gold mine in the cave before.
Pancho!
You stand guard, Cisco. Pancho come right back out of the cave.
Well? What are we waiting for? Let's go have a look.
Chico! Help! Chico!
Ooh. Pancho! Madre mia! I'm coming, Chico. Chico! What happened? Where are you?
Dale! Ray! Now come on, help me! Chico.
Where? What for? We're gonna get Cisco, huh?
Chico. Yeah. But none of us are gonna get killed doing it. We're gonna start a landslide and seal that cave.
Oh, no. I won't let you do it.
You're loco. You'll bury that gold mine.
That ain't the gold cave.
Huh?
I knew it all the time. I was hoping for a break. I never expected anything as good as this. Hurry now. Help me with this boulder. It'll start the landslide.
Yeah. Come on, Ray. We'll be burying that Cisco kid alive.
Stop it. Stop it right now. I won't let you. Cisco! Cisco!
Shut up, you little vixen. Next time I'll bash your face in.
Hey, it's starting. The landslide. Come on. Help with the boulder. Let's go. Heave. Look out. Get out of the way.
And what about the gal?
She's up. She's getting out of the way.
Look at it. Look at it. It's burying him alive. He'll die. Cisco will be buried alive!
Oh, you miserable skunks. You're gonna help me dig them out of there, and right now.
Put up that gun, Ruby. You ain't got a chance against the three of us.
Oh, you babbling idiot. Don't you realize those two are gonna turn on you as soon as they got the gold? Oh, Cisco was right. Our greed will destroy us. Come on, help me save him.
You know, maybe she's right, Link.
Dale, what do you got that six gun in my back for?
Good work, Dale. Use him as a shield. Let Ruby kill him. It'll save us the trouble.
No. No, we're partners.
I told you Cisco was right.
Move, Link. Go on, Ruby. Squeeze the trigger.
No. No, Ruby, no. No, please.
Oh, my hand.
Cisco. It's the Cisco kid. He shot the gun right out of Dale's hand.
Cisco and Pancho, thank heavens.
You want to try to draw on me, Blackwell?
No, Cisco, no. Hey, here's my gun.
I'm sure grateful you showed up when you did, Cisco. But the cave, how'd you get out?
Your greed saved Pancho's life and mine, Colby.
I don't understand, Cisco.
Tell her, Pancho.
That coyote Link Colby think he sent Pancho to the wrong cave, but it turned out to be the right one. The one with the golds in it.
See, when Pancho called out that he turned his ankle and I went to help him, I did not know it was your gold cave, Colby. But after the landslide, I found the back entrance. The one you almost escaped through when I captured you the first time.
And this is the second time you're captured, you maverick, Joe. And this time you, Blackwell, and Slocum go to the jail and you not never get out.
Well, I suppose now that Pancho's ankle is completely healed, you two will be heading for open country, huh?
Si, Senorita Ruby. We'll soon be on our way.
I'm sure grateful for what you taught me, Cisco. I've learned the evil greed can bring.
I'm glad you have, Senorita Ruby. You will be a happier person because of it.
You know, well, that's not always true, Cisco. There's one greed a woman always has, and it does bring her happiness.
There is, Senorita? Mm-hmm. What is it?
This. Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho, glad to see those three bandidos locked up in the prison.
Their bandido days are over, Pancho. You can depend on that.
Hey, Cisco. Would you please let Pancho use your pencil?
Why, of course, Chico, but what do you want with a pencil?
Pancho going to write a letter to Big Maria back in Hermosillo. Pancho want to tell her how Pancho is.
Oh, now, Pancho, you do not know how to write.
Oh, that's all right, Cisco. Big Maria not know how to read.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
A diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Join in the conversation by going to otrwesterns.com/Discord. And don't forget to send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.